I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present yet another episode of A Muslim Lady. If you remember, we have been discussing different issues regarding Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in the studio, my wife, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I'm so glad that we are continuing the beautiful subject after a long time. Inshallah, Mr. Masumi, we are going to discuss about one more amazing saying of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, and in which she is discussing about one very vital issue which we are struggling in our day-to-day life. And I love the way this hadith, you know, it's so amazing. But the start is very unique. Like our Prophet, you know, this was his style, that the Prophet asked his companion, definitely Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was there too. Yeah. He asked that when a woman is more closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at the style of propagating, you know, the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Definitely, yeah. He knew the psychology of his companions, and he knew the ways of propagating and preaching the beautiful teachings of Islam. So how beautifully he asks these questions. He could just sit and give a lecture to them that this, you know, a woman, when she becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is the best thing for a woman, these questions he could answer and give them all the details. But
absolutely,
the beautiful way he has chosen to give these answers.
Yeah. And referring to Lady Fatima, this is the status of ladies in Islam, women in Islam. Yeah. You know, sometimes I literally think that, you know, masjid, the mosque of Rasulullah, that was the center.
Yeah.
Center of government, Islamic
like
government.
Nowadays, we have parliaments and assemblies and houses, you know, presidential house, prime minister house. And that time, it was the mosque.
Yeah.
Was the center for all the activities.
And big, big decisions. And all the leaders used to gather there. And our
political
prophet.
Activities, religious activities, social activities, every kind of activities they would do in the mosque.
And Rasulullah, our prophet, is keep taking this beautiful name, keep referring people towards Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha.
So many great companions are there.
Yeah,
big companions, but he refers to his beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah
alayha. Yeah, this is the status of ladies in Islam. And this is so, again, interesting that Imam Ali, you know, the question he brought to Lady Fatima.
So what are the main questions the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking here from his companions?
When can a woman be the closest to Allah and achieve nearness to Him?
Yeah.
One, and what is the best thing, the best of the best for a woman?
Like for a woman.
Yeah, like when she would be in a very prime situation and she can achieve the best of the best, you know, like which place, which works can lead her towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Perfection,
perfection.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam goes to Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha and tells these questions to Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. So the reply is very, very interesting. I think if you continue.
Yeah, an adna an takuna min rabbiha, like adna from dunya, you know, like a woman can be the most closest to Allah. Adna min rabbiha, when? أن تلزم قعر بيتها when she is in her home.
She did not say when she is, you know, in the mosque doing ibadah, reciting Holy Quran, doing sajda. No. When she is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when she is in qa'ara baytiha, in her own house. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
What do you think? Like, how do you explain this amazing statement of Lady Fatima?
Again, definitely, if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, you know, keeping yourself away from all these, you know, sins and all these hustles and bustles of your life and concentrate whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you, that is the perfect, the highest and loftiest status for a woman. Means you are away from Namahram, you are away from all the sins, and you are busy, you know, acquiring knowledge and teaching your children. You are stepping towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the highest status, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, again, the purpose of life is to just be submitted towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This submission can be in a different way. For example, sometimes you are praying your daily prayers and you are submitting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as a woman, sometimes you have to stop fasting or stop praying. And that is ita'at. That is obeying Allah, you know. And you will get the sawab. Like, you know, there's a hadith that a day in periods, yeah, the cycles which women sees in her life every month, a day is equal to 1 year, 1 year ibadat, one year worshipping to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because that is also submission.
So unfortunately, our ladies or females, they think in this cycle, they are neglected, they are deprived, they are away from ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it isn't it. This is part of the obeying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are not praying because of His order, because you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you are keeping yourself away from ibadat and salat and sawm and other activities.
Exactly. If you just look at home, yeah, because Lady Fatima is just stressing about home. So the home is the most powerful medium of submission for a woman to achieve the highest level of, you know, closeness to Allah. Yeah. And Allah loves the house which is made into home. Why? Because this woman, this mother, this wife, you know, can fill this house, yeah, with love and very emotions. And because of that, this house will turn to the home, you know, heavenly home.
Fatima to Zahra means a home is not just a home, you know, a covering or you know, a shelter. No, home means like a school, like a college institute. In that way, like mosque, we say it was the center of all the activities of the era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nowadays, if you say mosque is center of everything, no, we can't find in our societies. Yeah. Likewise, home, if you take home just in its literal meaning, keeping yourself inside home within your walls and doing nothing, that does not mean home. Home means the perfect place where you can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your actions, by your, you know, intention, by your acquiring so many things.
Yeah, sometimes I really, really feel it, that the biggest level of irfan and that discloses to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you will get all those chances by all these relations. Like, for example, if you are so good and kind towards your children, you know, Allah will open the doors of wisdom for you. If you are sacrificing your comfort because of your husband, Allah will reward you, you know, immensely. So all these are the beautiful mediums. Yeah, you know, you will not get it in society, in streets, in bazaar, in market, in mall. You know, you will get it here at home. Those are the treasures.
That's why the beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jahadul mar'i
husnut
tabaul.
Yeah.
The jihad of a woman is husnut tabaul, means literal meaning is good akhlaq with her husband, or good qualities within the house, if you know, within the family. Husnut tabaul means to caring of his family, means husband and children. So nowadays also, ladies and women, they can stay within the house and they can achieve all these good qualities, especially through social media. So they can gain knowledge, they can acquire knowledge, they can be a very good preacher without going outside your house, without intermingling with non-mahram, and without committing any, God forbid, sin. So again, we can utilize this beautiful hadith in our modern day-to-day life.
Definitely. If there's a time, I want to go ahead a bit, like one more amazing saying of Lady Fatima regarding the same topic. Have you heard this hadith of Lady Fatima where she says this is good for women when she sees no men and no man sees her?
Yeah, this is very famous.
Very
hadith,
famous hadith. Yeah. You know what is the meaning of this hadith? This is so beautiful. Like, she really wants to tell us that, oh, woman, you have to be very independent in your own whatever you need in your day-to-day life. You know, like, you should have all the mediums and all the skills and the careers.
Whenever we hear this hadith, we think, especially our, you know, men, they think that women should just do house chores and she should just take care of her children and husband. That is, you know, keeping away from namahram and not intermingling with namahram. This is the general meaning we understand from this hadith. But the way you want to explain from that new angle, that is very interesting. And inshallah, in our next episode, we will talk and discuss about it. Until then, fi amanillah.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.